There's a holy hush around us as God's glory fills the place. I've touched the hem of his garment. I can almost see his face, and my heart is overflowing with the fullness of his joy. I know without a doubt that I've been with the Lord. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place, residing in each and every one of us, residing in everyone, whether we call them friend, whether we call them enemy. The presence of God is within each and every one of us. How awesome that is. And so with these words of truth on our mind and in our heart, to travel to that most beautiful place, that inner sanctuary that we carry with us all the time. And so I invite us now to just become comfortable in our bodies. Just relax in the seat in which we sit. Just let us hold us without being particularly aware that it is there. And then to be aware of our breath, the breath that we all share here in this sanctuary, as we're breathing God together, and at the very same time, that unique breath that God has given to us. And so allowing that breath, that image of God breathing us, just moving us deeper and deeper . And as we let go of everything in the outer, any thoughts of what got us here today or what we're going to be doing later or if it's going to snow tomorrow, let all that go. and just be present in this moment as we allow this breath to take us on this journey to the sanctuary that resides within us. And letting go of more and more of the outer, we can feel ourselves getting closer to that inner sanctuary. We feel its warmth. We see its light. And imagine a door there that says, "Welcome, come in." And to open that door and to walk in to the place of unconditional love, to the place of all wisdom, of all power, of all love, of all strength, a place where there are no enemies. And so I invite us for the next few moments to just bask in this beauty, acceptance, love, and power. And we do so in the beautiful, sacred, and silver silence that we call meditation. And so as we prepare to return to this outer sanctuary, knowing that this is a place inside of us that we can return to any moment that we maybe feel unloved or frightened, all we have to do is just race back there in consciousness to remember who we are. God expressing love, light. And so as we return to this outer sanctuary among all these other beautiful souls, giving thanks for this time together, giving thanks, God, for the truth that there truly are no enemies, that there is a universe that is filled with love and support. And we ask that you give us the wisdom and the strength that when we encounter that other that we might name enemy, to look at ourselves and then to look at the good in that person, to see your image and your likeness of God radiating from each and every one of us. And so we do give thanks for this time, We give thanks for Dr. Martin Luther King, who we celebrate and honor tomorrow. Someone who spoke of love and peace. And we do pray this in the name of the one who had truly figured it out, who told us what we need to do to express God perfectly, and what we need to do to be a bright light in this world, Jesus Christ. And in that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is. Amen. And now we join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power.